Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The first named tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, Alberto, already impacting South Texas and could trigger flash flooding in the coming days. Extreme heat also building in the Midwest and East Coast. Boston declared a heat emergency and extreme temperatures are testing utility companies. Alec O'Meara of Unitil in New Hampshire has tips on how to conserve energy and also save on your bill.
What drives energy usage up on a hot heat wave like this is people using their air conditioner, and interestingly, on successive hot days, that usage goes up and up and up, generally because people keep turning that air conditioner up a little bit more on each day.
The White House pushing back on claims by Israel's prime minister that the U.S. is withholding more weapons. Biden officials canceling a high-level meeting with Israeli delegates on Iran. And growing concerns over increased fighting in the north between Israel and Hezbollah. Russia's president and North Korea signing a NATO-like agreement to aid the other if each country faces aggression. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is Juneteenth, which marks the day in 1865 when the last enslaved people in the United States were told they were free. The Juneteenth flag flies over the Wisconsin Capitol in Madison today until sunset. A ceremony yesterday marked the progress Black Americans have made and the challenges they still face. Donald Trump singing Milwaukee's praises at a campaign stop in Racine yesterday after calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week.
They say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I said, you got to fix the crime. We all know that. You got to make sure the election's honest. But I'm the one that picked Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee crime rate actually fell last year. The Republican National Convention is in about a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gall will appear at a public hearing today in Onalaska in an attempt to keep his tenured faculty position. Gow was fired by the Board of Regents as chancellor in December when UW officials learned he was making pornographic videos. The hearing will be held by a five-person panel, and if at least four of them agree to fire Gow, they will pass the recommendation on to interim chancellor Betsy Morgan, who had filed for Gow's dismissal. The next step would be a hearing with the Board of Regents. A man has been arrested on suspicion of homicide in Trempealeau County. 61-year-old Todd Geek of Melrose was taken into custody yesterday for first-degree reckless homicide and other charges. Geek is the only person of interest identified by the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Office in a release. On May 15th, 36-year-old Kyle Dahl of Ettrick was found dead near Highway 53 and County Highway TT near Ettrick. Charges have not yet been filed against Geek, according to online court records. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead and held on to beat the Angels in Anaheim 6-3. Toby Myers good on the mound through seven scoreless innings. Christian Yelich with his 200th career home run. And how about Jackson Chourio turning a double into a three-run inside the park Little League home run, top of the fourth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Chourio down the right field line, just over the bag and into the corner it goes. Frelich will score. Sanchez, he's going to score as that ball gets away from Adell. Chourio thinking about home. The throw is late. Chourio in a belly flop. He goes all the way around to score. Three runs are in.
Pat Murphy asked if he knew Chourio could run that fast.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's got that kind of speed. He's got that kind of talent.
Hockey, the Florida Panthers missing a chance to win a Stanley Cup at home. They lost to the Oilers 5-3. The series now moves to Edmonton, with the Panthers still up 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated showers, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, pop-up showers and storms, and highs in the mid-70s. More rain possible Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 80s and more humid. On Sunday, mostly sunny. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio. For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us at 11 o'clock. All things sports with J.R. Redcliffe and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Eagle 1490 AM.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday Hump Day Trump Day Hangover Edition. A happier hour, Dom, although I'd be happier still if our eagerly anticipated guests were here.
He'll get there. He'll get here eventually. Earl are going to join us at some point, hopefully, this hour. Crudy, Trump hangover. I mean, you did the dirty
and
work yesterday. Appreciate
John Nichols that. From The Nation also supposed to join us at 4:30, so we're going to have jam-packed hour.
Lord, up with goodness, baby. So thank you for doing that, Crudy. We promise our audience we're not going to play any Donald Trump today.
Are we sure? You never can tell.
Is that one of our commandments? Thou shalt not play Donald Trump. Thou shalt do too much reading aloud on the radio.
Thou shalt not force the audience to eat too much broccoli. They'll regurgitate the broccoli down.
Yes, exactly. We love our audience.
More of a guideline than a commandment in this case.
Well, it's a suggestion.
So, Dom, here's where I would like to start the 4 o'clock hour. It is Juneteenth, and we will acknowledge that with Earl shortly. He spent his earlier part of the day in Baraboo, Wisconsin, but now it's like Typhoon Earl coming down the road here in downtown Madison right now, so maybe a weather delay. But here's what will be quite interesting. You know, the RNC is just around the corner, Dom. We are trying to put together our final broadcast plans for the big event. And one interesting note, the old man, the Cheeto Messiah, the nominee, well, they, the Republicans, the RNC, well, they're making a plan so he can attend the RNC convention from jail, Dom.
I mean, no matter what. I mean, with technology today, enough dollars in your pocket, you can do a lot of things.
He has sentencing for the 34 felony convictions on July 11th. The big convention in Milwaukee starts on July 15th. That's a Monday. And the Republican National Committee, at least the co-chair, Laura Trump, she's the first daughter-in-law, Dom. Well, she admitted that her party has a plan to nominate Donald Trump at the convention, even if he's in jail or faces other type of confinement. Now, would that be something like Hannibal Lecter, you know, like the
face mask and the constraints. Face mask on the dolly. They roll him out on a dolly.
Oh, he's a big fan of Hannibal Lecter and not a big fan of the Sharks.
During a Wednesday interview on the Real America's Voice, host Terrence Bates asked Laura Trump what would happen if New York Justice Juan Merchan ordered her father-in-law to be incarcerated, you know, at the sentencing on July 11th. And the thing that comes to mind is the fact that the judge Juan Merchan could very well sentence President Trump to jail or some sort of prison time, not allowing him to be there for the Republican National Convention, which is a major concern. Here's the bottom line, Laura Trump replied. It doesn't matter whether Donald Trump is in Trump Tower, Mar-a-Lago, or anywhere else. They may try to put him.
May try to put him? I mean, pretty much if the judge says that, he's probably going to go, right? Unless you're acknowledging that Trump would be resistance to a lawful sentence from the judge upon conviction.
On the day that we, as the Republican Party, will be nominating him as our official candidate or our official nominee for president, he will accept that no matter where he is. Yeah. What if he's in the hole? What if he's in solitary confinement?
Right. He gets in, he freaks out, attacks a guard, bites somebody. He's not in any shape. You got to throw him in the hole for 24 hours. So, he can't hurt himself or other people. He just may not be available. I mean, it's very possible Donald Trump would not respond positively to that type of confinement.
Laura Trump says he will be our candidate all the way to November 5th when he is reelected as our 47th president. She argued that Trump's 34 felony convictions were not a negative for him because it resulted in increased fundraising.
I mean, this is totally great, you guys. This is positive. I mean, look at the press. No one sees anything like it. I got the biggest...
She literally did say that, Dom. I think everybody can see it's been a positive for him, she said. People in this country see what's going on with this. This is how third world and communist... They always throw out communist. Like it's a catch-all. Communist, third world and communist it is. And they do not want to see this as the future of America. Well, he'll be there from a holding cell, from the hole, from cell block C. Donald Trump will be your Republican nominee. So say it, the daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, Tom. So she says. Sort of a hell or high water kind of situation, I guess. 844-967-2789. We got some fine guests this hour, at least expecting some. We got Earl Ingram Jr. from the Earl Ingram Show. We got John Nichols from The Nation and the Cap Times, Dom. And as we mentioned earlier, and we'd like your participation on this little exercise, 10 commandments are now the law of the land in the state of Louisiana. They must be published in each classroom in specific fonts and clearly, and we have decided, we, the devil's advocates, the only authority that really matters, have decided that we want your suggestions for possible commandments, because if God gets commandments, Dom wants his crack at it. So we have come up with a, pardon me, God's trying to strike down my vocal cords as I try to speak to you fine people, but we have a few possible devil's advocates commandments, Dom.
Let's review them, Crudy. Let's start from the beginning.
I've thrown a few out there. Okay. And if you're just joining us, you've already broken the first commandment. Thou shall listen to the devil's advocates 3 hours every day. Where have you been? Number two, and I've only got like a handful, 6, 7, 12, 14, something like that. You know, we'll make it a round number at some point. Because I told you, my high school football coach only liked even numbers.
Even numbers.
Number two, thou shalt not swear on the radio. But again, that's not our commandment. That's more of an FCC thing. Number three, thou shalt not covet your co-host wife. Number four, thou shalt not shoot me in the face, which you have threatened to do at least one drunken night. Sort of in the thou shalt not kill Crudy category, as far as I'm concerned. Number five, after two puffs, thou must pass. just making sure I've accounted for most of what I've got here. Here's a few more. Thou shalt bring Crudy food when he's hangry. I mean, I've needed this a few times during my professional broadcast career. You know, I've been
and
a little
the miracle
hangry
has
on the
occurred.
Air.
I mean, food has arisen.
Oh, those cookies. It was like manna from heaven that day, Dom. Cookies followed me around the great state of Wisconsin. They popped up in Eau Claire. They popped up at the station. Those were good days. Those cookie days filled with cookies, Dom. Sweet, sweet audience given cookies. They followed the commandments.
Don't be gluttonous.
Here's another devil's advocate's commandment. Thou must go to the debate watch party at the Barrymore Theater June 27th, yeah. Next Thursday. Now, it's a one-time-only commandment, but you got to do it. It's free. Doesn't cost you nothing, although we encourage you to bring some money for the cash bar. And, you know,
for tithing at 10 or 15%, you know, whatever you can do.
Well, so come on down. The greatest presidential debate of your lifetime watch party. Devil's Advocates panel discussion with Maggie Dawn starts at 7, debate at 8. Again, it's free. It's free. Cash bar, though, you know. There will be expenses, but it won't be the admission. And then, Dom, here's another one I thought of. Thou shalt tithe loose joints. Right? You know, I mean, in most major organized religions, it includes a little payoff to the man upstairs. The big guy is.
Well, I mean, there's incense. And depending on the religion, there is, you know, the introduction of different mind altering.
I think you've been smoking some frankincense and myrrh back there, Dom. I'm just saying, tithing, I think it's always appreciated and something of a commandment. Loose joints.
Church of cannabis, man. This is old school. This is very common. So yes, tithing of the loose joints.
Do you remember when there was a Church of Cannabis here in Madison? And I went down to this illegal marijuana dispensary down here and my hometown. It was sort of an encouraging thing because, of course, cannabis is not a legal product unless you get the Delta 8 that our friends down at the herbalaspect.com sell. But at that time, this was not the legal stuff. This was illegal under both state and federal law. And these Rastafarian Church of Cannabis people had this place over by Mifflin Street. So I went in there and, you know, just to see if they would accept my tithing, Tom, and they did. Yes. And then they gave me a blessing in a baggie, you know, as the best blessings come, they come in baggies or glass
bottles.
You got
to appreciate and love the varied and fine different expressions of faith that we embrace in this country.
They did have the little sacrament cookies, body of Christ. So I bought one of those for the missus because, you know, she's more into the edible.
The Jesus. Edible body of Christ versus the drinking of the blood of the body of Christ.
Something like that, yes.
All right, gotcha.
Dom, we got some fine guests coming soon. Earl tells me he's 5 blocks away. It's like a typhoon out there, Earl. It could still be half an hour for all I know, but hopefully our pal Earl Ingram joining soon. Then after that, John Nichols from The Nation magazine. It's a hump day. It's a Trump Day hangover edition, and you can be a part. 844-967-2789. Here's a new one. My next commandment for the devil's advocates. Thou shalt not play Laura Trump on these radio airwaves. You've just chased 98% of our audience out.
No.
More devil's advocates.
Why don't you love our audience?
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hubdy at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we're back from the 420 break. We're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the line, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've been joined by an eagerly anticipated guest. He is Earl Ingram from The Earl Ingram Show, here to celebrate the Juneteenth. Welcome, Earl. How you been, man?
Man, I'm doing fine, man. The studio reminds me of Brady Street.
You can put our whole station in Brady Street in this studio, Earl. Hey, Earl, man, there were a number of times, you know, back when we operated off Brady Street, WRD, back in the Resistance radio days. Earl calls me up one year, says, "Hey, Crudy, I want to go do a Juneteenth broadcast, a live broadcast." I said, "Okay, let's do it." So Earl and I hop in the car, and I'm like driving him, you know, driving Miss Daisy over here. And Earl is literally in the back seat with the headphones on. We got the travel gear, and we were broadcasting. Earl, we did that parade a couple different years. Milwaukee is one of the only cities in the nation that has continuously celebrated Juneteenth. And here's the contrast. Here in Madison, I heard Dom's girl Vicky McKenna start her show today complaining about the fact there were only three people down at the iHeart because apparently they'd given them Juneteenth off, and why would we celebrate a holiday of such? And then she did acknowledge that Milwaukee did celebrate Juneteenth. And Earl, I'm going to ask you to tell the audience briefly what that means. But she was like outraged that, you know, there weren't people down in the sales office selling stuff on Juneteenth. How dare they?
Well, 50 years of Juneteenth in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is the largest Juneteenth celebration in the nation, the longest running Juneteenth celebration in the nation. 475 vendors at Juneteenth Day in Milwaukee today. 20,000 people or more at the Juneteenth Day celebration. Crudy, you've seen it. And as far as Vicky McKenna and others not understanding, and people who ask the question, why are you having that? The 4th of July is Independence Day, and all of us should celebrate that. Well, you know, people who don't know the history is, you know, it was 1865 before the true independence happened for black people in this country. And so, you know, it's unbelievable that people don't know the history. And at the time that this is all taking place, Crudy and Dominic's critical race theory, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Maybe Vicky McKenna needs some diversity, equity, and inclusion training. You think she's capable of inculcating
well,
that?
let me, she's Caucasian something, but let me ask you this, Cyril. You chose to spend this Juneteenth, not in your home Milwaukee, but in Baraboo, Wisconsin, a community that's had some recent racial issues. A superintendent of schools was accosted during the graduation recently. They had some prior history with some of the school kids doing the Nazi salute at the state capitol, I believe it was. Earl, what was your experience today in Baraboo?
So, man, you're talking about a guy who is a city guy and who doesn't venture outside of the city. And so I was invited to do the first Juneteenth Day celebration in Baraboo. And I didn't give it a second thought. I told them I absolutely would be there. I thought it was important that I would show up and support them in what they were attempting to do. I will tell you that I had never been to Baraboo, and I told the mayor of Baraboo that I would be going back to Baraboo. I'm going to bring my family. And we had a great time. The people were great. And at the root of all of these things, man, is misunderstandings and people not knowing one another. I had never been to Baraboo, but that ended today. And in the next couple of weeks, I'm going back. I was at a lake there. What is that lake called, Creedy?
Well, Lake Delton, perhaps, but I think you're probably talking about Devil's Lake.
Yeah, Devil's Lake. Is you kind of co-owners Devils and Devil's Lake?
No, we have no ownership there. We do have our list of commandments.
Beautiful, though, Earl. I wish we did.
Man, a beautiful, beautiful lake, man. Absolutely beautiful. The people were spectacular. And for a city guy like me to get a chance to see all of that, I actually was climbing. There's a rock formation or whatever it was, and Todd and I were climbing up the rock formation.
Todd tell you about rattlesnakes, Earl?
No, I didn't. But we were going up the rock formation, and you know, man, I want to go back and do all of that.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio. Our dear friend Earl Ingram Jr. from the Earl Ingram Jr. Show joining us. Earl, was there any reporting of the difficulties going on in Baraboo over the years? I did see some articles and some reporting of some of the locals who are obviously pushing back against the narrative that they're a bunch of racists and so forth. What was your personal experience like today? Did you see any of that?
No, man. Listen, we were in a park, and there were good people who came there all for the right reasons. I didn't get a chance to, you know, scour Baraboo. I'm sure there probably are racists in Baraboo, as there are in Madison, as there are in Milwaukee, as there are all over the world. But you can't judge a whole group of people based on one or two people. And so that's my belief. And I respect, you know, I talked to the mayor of Baraboo, felt really good about him, got a good feeling from him and what he's trying to do. So, look, man, I'm going back. And, and maybe it opens the door for me as an old guy to finally get outside of being a city guy and experiencing some of the other things that other people across the state experience.
Earl, we're short on time, but you live in a horrible city, I hear.
Well, if the city was so horrible, why is the Republican convention showing up? And why is it that the Democratic convention wanted to be there if it's such a horrible city?
Excellent questions you pose. I have no good answers.
Well,
I'm playing the Dom role.
I can only surmise, Earl, that Donald Trump would say, we don't care about you. We just want your vote.
Look, man, I'm happy that you guys invited me. I got to come here when we have some time.
Well, why don't you come before you go hiking next time? Maybe you'll be on time. We had a whole hour for you,
well,
Earl.
Well, you know, I wasn't driving. So I was at the mercy of someone.
But
else.
You were hiking, right?
Yeah, well, I was hiking yesterday.
Okay, I'll let you
out
there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man. We got it out of Earl Ingram, the host of the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK. We got John Nichols next. Sorry, Earl, got to kick you out.
All right, man.
Thanks, sir. Good to see you, man.
All right. It was good.
This is the Talk of Lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting about $16 million in a nationwide settlement with Johnson & Johnson over harmful baby powder. State prosecutors around the country say the company knew the talc in its baby powder could cause cancer. Attorney General Josh Call did not say exactly how the money will be used. The idea that non-citizens get to vote for president is not only untrue, but good government groups say falsehoods like that plant dangerous seeds of doubt about American elections.
Non-citizens are already not legally allowed to vote in federal elections. This has been the case through American history, and it was codified into American law in 1996.
David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle, WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The City Plan Commission met last night and heard from several community members advocating to keep funding for the Northside Community Pool in the five-year capital budget. The pool is slated to close after this year and is part of over $64 million worth of unfunded budget requests for the City of La Crosse. Even if the $900,000 in funding for repairs does get approved, Northside Pool would still close next year to fix it, according to city officials. Erickson Pool is already closed this summer for repairs. The commission previously voted 4-3 against funding the Northside Pool. Western Technical College and Viterbo University signed a transfer agreement for their new information technology programs on Tuesday. The agreement allows the transfer of at least 60 credits in Western Tech's IT data analytics program towards a bachelor's degree program at Viterbo. Viterbo officials said that the programs were created because of a recommendation by Gunderson Health and Mayo Clinic to help fill a need for IT data analytics specialists in the region. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis has found a distribution partner and will hit U.S. theaters this fall. The five-time Oscar winner invested $120 million of his own money for his passion project, according to the Los Angeles Times. The film screened at the Cannes Film Festival, where critics responded favorably. The cast of Megalopolis includes Adam Driver, Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, and Giancarlo Esposito. Megalopolis opens September 27th. The relatively squeaky clean image of Justin Timberlake just took a hit. The pop star and actor was cited for a DWI and a few other moving violations while driving in the Hamptons after leaving a friend's party. Timberlake reportedly refused to take a field sobriety test initially, then told one of the police officers that this was going to ruin the tour. The police did say Timberlake was a total gentleman, but had no choice but to cite him when they asked him to walk a straight line and he wasn't in sync. Hi-yo! For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated showers, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, pop-up showers and storms, and highs in the mid-70s. More rain possible Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 80s and more humid. On Sunday, mostly sunny. Currently at 72 degrees.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, singing duo 7,000 Apart joins me in studio as they prepare for their big appearance at Summerfest, and comedian Mike Siegel joins to discuss 80s TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Met a girl called Lola and I took her back to my place. Feeling guilty, feeling scared, hidden cameras everywhere. Stop!
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, a Wednesday edition. Thank you to our most recent guest, the fine one, our friend Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. Listen to him mornings on the 5:40 a.m., 8 to 10 a.m., the Beast of the East. I was listening yesterday. I called that fine show. We got another friend calling us right now live via phone. It's John Nichols from the Nation, from the Cap Times. He's a friend of ours. John, welcome back.
Hey, John.
Hey, it's good to be with you guys. Thank you. Rainy afternoon.
John, I spent two of my last 3 days in the horrible city of Milwaukee.
Oh, man. That must have been rough.
And I spent yesterday morning meeting some MAGA Trumpsters in Racine, Wisconsin. And then Trump came to the stage and he claimed, I love Milwaukee. I was the one who picked Milwaukee. Well, that's not what he was saying earlier, John. And you think that could have been a big mistake for candidate Trump?
I sure do. I mean, look, a couple of things. One, yesterday was great because he said, I love Milwaukee. And then in moments after he made that announcement, a couple of Chicago TV stations came out with the news that he had already arranged, apparently, to spend the entire convention in Chicago, except for when he would, like, you know, helicopter up to Milwaukee to make a speech or something, then go back to Chicago. So he loves Milwaukee so much he wasn't even going to sleep there. just to be clear about Donald Trump's professions of love. But no, of course it does damage. It's a very, very serious issue, and I'll tell you why. Milwaukee has an immense amount of civic pride. It's rooted in the fact that it's a great city. Plenty of challenges, like most cities have, but the fact of the matter is that if you talk to Milwaukeeans, they're proud of their city. They're proud of, you know, what it's accomplished, what it tries to do. And if somebody, even if they complain about some aspect of it, they don't like it if somebody from outside Milwaukee starts trashing on it. And, you know, Trump might have been able to talk his way out of things if it hadn't been for his, you know, gang that couldn't shoot straight political allies. Because, of course, Trump goes to the Republicans in Congress, says Milwaukee, where we're going to have our convention, is a horrible city. And that then gets revealed almost immediately because there's one thing that Republicans do, and that is leak. And then as soon as it's revealed, everybody starts asking the Republican members of Congress from Wisconsin, you know, what's up with that? Like, did you defend Milwaukee? Did you, you know, how'd you respond to that? And, of course, Brian Stile, in a triumph of truthfulness, goes, oh, Trump didn't say that. Brian Stile, congressman from Southeast Wisconsin, literally claimed that Trump didn't say it, only to have Derek Van Orden say, oh, yeah, he said it. He was talking about crime. And then Scott Fitzgerald said, oh, yeah, he said it. He was talking about elections. And then the Trump campaign comes out and says, it's a lie made up by liberals. You know, Trump didn't say that. And then Trump does an interview where he says, you know, basically, yeah, I said that, but I was talking about crime. Or maybe I was talking about elections. And then Trump shows up in Racine on his apology tour and pronounces how much he loves Milwaukee, only to have it revealed moments later that he was planning not to sleep in Milwaukee during the convention. You put all the pieces together, right? The defenses actually confirm the statement, right? If it had just been the statement, right, and it leaked that he said that, Trump could have come out and said, look, let's get some context here. I was saying that there are some really tough crime situations there. I was saying there's some things about the elections I don't like. And maybe I was a little – maybe my words weren't exactly right. I love the city of Milwaukee, but I was concerned about this thing. But instead, because his defenders – were so determined to lie on his behalf, they ended up creating a situation where they absolutely, again, confirmed the sentiment there that, you know, it certainly looks like Donald Trump was referring to Milwaukee as a horrible city with all sorts of things he doesn't like about it. And that ultimately has an impact politically because Milwaukee, when it gets ginned up about an election, when it gets excited about an election, and it turns out it really has a profound impact on Wisconsin. In 2012, when the last time a Democratic president ran for re-election, Barack Obama, Milwaukee was very excited about that election. It was excited about the election of Tammy Baldwin for the Senate. The turnout was very, very strong, much higher than it's been in recent cycles. And the Democrats did really well. They got well over 50% in both their major statewide races, did very, very well in legislative races, et cetera. It was very, very beneficial overall to the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. If Trump's hating on Milwaukee has a similar effect this year, i.e. to get people excited about the election, get them energized about the election, more so than they might already be. And admittedly, of course, a lot of people are going to be excited about it, energized anyway. But if it gets more people energized, if you really bump that turnout in a significant way to the level of what you saw in 2012, then Donald Trump may well have contributed mightily to Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin in 2024.
John, it's interesting. I did interview a number of MAGA, a number of Trump supportive yesterday. And I believe it was a guy named Ted who described himself as living in downtown Milwaukee that said he hated, maybe it was Ron, but one of these Milwaukee guys I talked to.
Ted or Ron, one of those guys.
Said he hated the fact that Trump was trashing on Milwaukee, but then gave some, rationalizations about why it was okay.
Sure.
But ultimately, the convictions, and this was another issue I asked so many of the MAGA about the convictions, and they called it a sham almost universally. I heard a right-wing talk radio host say it was rigged, and then he corrected himself and called it a sham. It's almost like they've got shared vocabulary on this. But, John,
Talking points, my friend.
I didn't feel like, at least amongst those that would go to a Trump rally in Racine on a Tuesday, no one was affected by him really, really saying Milwaukee's a horrible city, John. And quite frankly, they don't even care that they're supporting a 34-time convicted felon.
Well, let's put a couple of pieces together there. How many people do you think who came to the Trump rally in Racine live in the city of Milwaukee?
More than I would have guessed. It was a fairly local crowd. I spoke to a lot of Milwaukeeans and a lot of people from Racine, which was surprising.
But you see, Racine's different than Milwaukee, right? And South Milwaukee is different than Milwaukee. And you know what I mean?
One lady said, Cudahy. My grandkids live in Cudahy, but that ain't Milwaukee.
Very specific, John.
As the band Couch Flambeau said in their great song title, you must be from Cudahy. And so the bottom line is that people...
Oh, no. We lose you, John?
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal, John Nichols from the Cap Times, from The Nation magazine, joining us via the phone. John, we still got you?
I think John's getting mugged. I think there's an active mugging going on.
We'll have to give John a moment to collect his thoughts. 844-967-2789. John, you there? Are you there, John?
I guess we've lost our fine guest, at least for now. That's
all right. Well, we will monitor, if you would, Rich, keep an eye on John on the line so you can work this out.
I'm less convinced.
I get the fact, and I would think that, yes, I mean, we're talking about, percentages of independent voters that may come out. Maybe they're motivated by the fact that the ex-president, is trashing on this town and that all his sycophants are lying about it. I mean, but this is just another day, man. Add that to the thing last week and the thing the other day and the thing last month and the 34 felonies and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It doesn't seem to all these things that Donald Trump has politically withstood doesn't seem to impact him, affect him, certainly not with his base. So I hope John's right. I hope there is some sort of, consequence, especially in Milwaukee, which could very well, obviously Milwaukee County, Dane County, very, very important in this election cycle, as they have been in previous election cycles. So I just don't know if it's going to be enough to get like some folks out versus, the people that just give them a pass on everything. There doesn't seem to be a consequence to Donald Trump's actions. Not for his base, not for his constituency, certainly.
Well, I'm not sure that insulting Milwaukee doesn't play with the narrative of right-wing talk radio. I mean,
well, sure, right?
Everything wrong with the state of Wisconsin, according to them.
It's the same thing that right-wing talk radio has been doing for decades, ripping on the city of Milwaukee.
Well, certainly. But I don't think that in and of itself creates a voter turnout mechanism. And I love John, but I don't know that simply insulting the constituents and the people of the great city of Milwaukee is enough, man. Cubs fans have been coming up to American Family Field for years. That should be enough insult to get them out, right? But no. No, that's not enough insult to get them out, apparently, Dom. 844-967-2789. We'll monitor the phones, see if our fine guest John is able to rejoin us out there in the field. Is that John? Yeah, let's see if we can bring him back on.
All right. Hey, John, welcome back. John Nichols.
Sorry, from the I don't know where in my brilliant analysis I was lost.
John, from the Nation magazine as well. John, I was we were talking about it when we had the break here. Your thought that this could potentially have, you know, an electoral impact. And I'd like to think you were right, but I just think of all the things that Donald Trump has said and done over the course of his, you know, business career, his political career, what we know, hell, the things we can assume based on some of the charges. And none of those things really seem to impact him at all.
Well, or do they, right? Look, I'll remind you that Donald Trump was elected president narrowly in the Electoral College and actually lost the popular vote, but he became president in 2016. In 2020, he lost the Electoral College, lost the popular vote overwhelmingly. You saw the flipping of, I believe, five states that had voted for him in 16. And so things that happen along the way can have an impact. And we're a very closely divided nation, right? And I wouldn't want to be the person who says, yeah, calling Milwaukee horrible is going to define, you know, the 2024 election. There's other things that are going to be real factors here. But the fact is that in so closely divided a country, when you have circumstances like this, it can have an impact. And the one other thing I'll suggest to you is that there, if you look at the polling right now, there's an awful lot of evidence that these criminal convictions are having much more of an impact than people expected.
John, the RNC obviously coming to Milwaukee. I wanted to get your sense of what you think the environment will be like. And I use this in the context that we talked before of the J6. We all knew the Trumpsters were going to Washington. You know, we'll be wild. And it got kind of out of hand. Not a lot of people saw that one coming, John. What's your expectation, you know, looking forward based on our history with some of the mega supporters? What do you think Milwaukee is going to be like during the RNC?
Well, Milwaukee is a good spirited town, right? And by and large, I think that what you'll see in Milwaukee is some pretty substantial protests. There's a lot of Milwaukeeans who aren't going to be overly thrilled that the RNC is there. And frankly, maybe we'll be even a little more uninspired because of the horrible comment. But, you know, by and large, I think that you're going to just see an energetic moment where a lot of people are protesting, where also some Republicans are down there having a good time, hopefully, down in the Deer District and thereabouts. And, you know, I do think that city officials in Milwaukee want this thing to work. I mean, I think they want it to be a successful convention, not because they're particularly fans of Trump or particularly fans of the Republican Party at this point, but they want it to be a successful convention. And I think there'll be a lot of efforts on the part of Milwaukeeans to try and pull that off. The interesting question, the variable, of course, is how the Republicans themselves handle this, right? How much do they embrace Milwaukee? How much do they, you know, show respect for this city? Or do they simply treat it as a place with a bunch of hotel rooms in the state of Wisconsin where they can have a convention where they trash on Milwaukee and trash on cities and send a lot of bad messages? There are a lot of challenges for the Republicans here, and a lot of it comes back to how they present themselves in the city. So far, the evidence from, you know, Trump's visit to Capitol Hill is they're not doing a very good job of it.
John Nichols, I would not be shocked if the entire GOP convention contingency showed up in Cubs hats. Thank you so much, John. We'll catch up soon. More Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did.
We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your talk, your texting at 844-967-2789.
Thank you, John Nichols. Sorry about the tech. God doesn't love us today as much as he does on days when
making our own commandments, man. What are you doing?
Maybe it's you trashing the man or woman. You know, I'm not here to judge. Dom, we've talked a lot about the big debate, the most important presidential debate watch party of your lifetime. It's going to happen next Thursday night at the Barrymore Theater. Our partners, the Progressive Magazine and the Devil's Advocates, going to throw a little soiree, and you're all invited. It's free. Bring cash for the bar. We'll accept a, you know, a little gratuity or whatever at the door if you're willing to give. But come for the good time. Come for the panel discussion. And come for the rigged debate.
The rigged debate.
Well, Trump is now planning debate rigging rumors.
Yeah, of course he is, man.
I found this one at one of my favorite lefty aggregators, the Raw Story Dom. Former President Donald Trump, I prefer to call him 34-time convicted felon Donald Trump, is already laying the groundwork to complain that the upcoming presidential debate is rigged against him, the New York Times is reporting today. This was evident in what Trump told his followers at his latest campaign rally in Racine, Wisconsin. And Dom, we do have a few fact checks, but not really Trump, just fact-checking Trump. We'll get to that in a little bit. Trump told his followers to be suspicious of the whole debate enterprise, although his campaign negotiated the terms of his participation. They should keep in mind, he said that he'll be up against multiple adversaries at once, not just Mr. Biden, but both CNN moderators, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, who Mr. Trump added, were continually incapable of treating him fairly. It's all about fairness. Trump just wants to be treated fair.
If I may, according to the reporting, Curdy, they say that both Tapper and Bash were constitutionally incapable of treating him fairly. I'll be debating three people instead of one half of a person, he said. I don't know what he means by Dana Bash and Jake Tapper being constitutionally incapable of treating him fairly. I mean, if you had a problem with the moderators, you'd didn't have to agree to the terms with CNN. Man, well, you could have said, hey, we want our news match. We want right-wing broadcasting. We want Steve Bannon. You know, millions of people don't want him to go to prison because millions of people want to know what Steve Bannon has to say. Maybe you could have proposed that, but you didn't. Your campaign accepted those terms. So why are you already pre-bitching about it?
I'm sorry if I misread constitutionally. It just didn't seem to belong in that sentence.
I know.
Now, because Trump and his supporters spent months portraying Biden as cognitively enfeebled and incapable of managing basic responsibilities, the report said he'd be seen as the loser of the debate if Biden came in forcefully and dispelled the notion.
Well, after doing millions of dollars of cocaine, man, he's going to be bouncing off the walls if you believe what Trump's saying.
The expectations game is a particular challenge for Trump's campaign. Mr. Trump, 78, has spent months casting the 81-year-old Mr. Biden as a husk of a man who can barely walk or formulate complete sentences. Republicans have pumped out a stream of videos of Mr. Biden walking stiffly, some deceptively edited, that are meant to be proof of Mr. Biden's decline. But Mr. Trump is also preparing for his caricature of Mr. Biden to be punctured next week. He's openly wrestled with the obvious question. What if Mr. Biden clears the very low bar that Mr. Trump has now set for him? Don, the debate is scheduled to take place in Atlanta. Some analysts have previously suggested Republicans have been trying to set the stage to legitimize Trump bowing out of the debate altogether, while Republicans and Dom giving him excuses why it'd be okay. Because that's their expectation.
Hey, I'm just saying, until the guy shows up and does it, you can't believe anything the guy says or does, man. It's Donald Trump.
It's like a constitutionally rigged debate.
They're constitutionally incapable of being fair to me. What does that even mean, dude?
844-967-2789. I don't know. It was so foreign to my brain, I couldn't even read the word aloud. Mark from SAC, reading aloud is not permitted. Thou shall not read aloud on the Devil's Advocates. Hey, or Mark, do math.
I won't read aloud today, but Donald Trump is constitutionally incapable of telling the truth. Let's put that out there. Constitutionally in context and using it correctly. Donald Trump may or may not show up to the debate, and Joe Biden's going to be a high hurdler, I think, in this debate. He's going to trounce Donald Trump thoroughly, I believe, that because Donald Trump has a loose connection to reality, and yeah. Reality is what's cooked up in Donald Trump's brain at the moment because it changes from moment to moment. I mean, the past doesn't even exist for Donald Trump, except, like the Langoliers have eaten the past in Donald Trump's brain. But to make a Stephen King reference there.
You lost me with the Stephen King reference there. I thought he would go more scatological. Trump, Donald, each morning, takes his unconstitutional and truthy socials us.
Happy Father's Day to all the losers and suckers. Listen. Donald Trump will also be exposed to have, in this format, 90 minutes, across the stage, no audience, mic shut off when you're freaking out. I've seen some reporting, well, that's just going to make him yell louder. Well, okay, but then he's going to look even more like the old crazy guy in the park on the soapbox, yelling at the sky. Think of, Bart Simpson's grandfather. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, the Happier Happy Hour, coming up next. Want to play also some evaluation, fact-checking on Donald Trump's visit to Racine. We'll get to that in the happy hour. Plus your calls, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us next time as we come back from Juneteenth to Baraboo and back in the studio to discuss news headlines and so much more. Be there.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.